T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ray Fittipaldo, top of the hour, talking Steelers. In the meantime, Kyle Dubas, the man of the hour in Pittsburgh, the Penguins' new head of hockey operations, said he's going to be his own interim GM for a bit. That kind of makes sense, I guess, as we get ready for the draft, although it's going to be the guys already here that are going to be, sounds like doing the heavy lifting, have already done it in preparation for the draft. Let's hear some clips from him yesterday. Analytics is one. He's an analytics guy. That's what everybody says.
So are you now. You've proven it to me. You are.
Let's hear from
him on that.
Anything
that can goalie saves above average.
Puck freezes above average is an actual stat.
Last half of the second period on road games in Winnipeg, you got it. You're an analytics guy.
Let's hear it.
I grew up in the locker room in Sault Ste. Marie, and then in scouting, and then in player development. And what I came to, I know that that's the reputation, but what I came to deeply appreciate was that the data and objective information can provide you with a lot of detail and a lot of great insights that you can use to make better decisions. I just met the staff here very briefly on my walk over to this. So I don't know the exact extent of the work that they're doing. They all have great reputations. And if they need more staff added that add different elements, that's the route that we'll go down. And those have been the discussions with Tom and John, Dave and Sam about what the ownership group and what the management group at Fenway Sports is willing to do here to help the organization. So it'd probably be presumptuous of me to say exactly what we need. I know what we had in Toronto. I think the key on it is the integration of all of the departments. So I think that data and analytics can help to serve player personnel, player development, high performance, in addition to systems and tactics and whatever Sully and the coaching staff need. So I think it'll be trying to integrate them all. When in Toronto at the start, it was tough.
I can't take that.
You know,
anymore.
It is what it is. It's something, yeah. And he's right. He's absolutely right what he said there. It's a tool to help you make better decisions.
Right.
It can't be the be all end all, though.
No. I think the important question is, what's he doing differently than anybody else? He said the guys here already have great reputation, so why do they need an analytics guy? It used to be a man named Mario atop the food chain. Now it's guys named Tom, John, Dave, and Sam.
That's nice and simple names.
Yeah.
Like Ron and Joe.
I don't know what to make of the analytics label. To me, it's way, way overdone. Like, he's ahead of the curve. If he was, then Toronto would have been better off, right? He had 5 years to get them better off. They won one playoff series. Give me another one, Austin. Anything you like, any topic. It's a topic du jour.
This is the answer to the goalie question surrounding Tristan Jarry.
Having not been with Tristan every day, I'll rely on Andy Kyoto, who's the goaltending coach, and Mike in terms of what he's all about as a person. I'll probably try to take the chance to meet him myself and get to know him. It's a big decision for the club. And then it's going to be doing a very thorough evaluation of Tristan, where he stands in the marketplace, get a real scope of who's going to be available, whether that's in free agency or trade. And then if Tristan is at the top of that mix, or in that mix because he's familiar and you know him, it'll be to try to establish a concept that can get done with he and his agent. But that's a big priority because goaltending is vitally important, as you see. It's also difficult to project and predict, and there's a lot of variance year to year in terms of performance. But you know, that's the method that we'll take here, and really in the next 48 hours, 72 hours.
That's moving quickly. That to me, he's not married to Tristan Jarry by any stretch.
I know. What frightens me is, why should anyone believe that Kyle Dubas is going to make the right decision here.
He hasn't done it in Toronto.
Would you like me to read the goalies he had in Toronto?
I know who he had. I know the main mistakes were Mrazek and Murray.
Well, there was another one. He came in what, 18 there? Somebody named Michael Hutchinson, Kazmir Kaskisuo, Jack Campbell, who was horrendous in Edmonton this year and got benched.
After signing a big deal with Edmonton.
Right. David Rittich, Joseph Wohl, or Wall, I guess they call him, Peter Mrazek, who again was so bad that Dubas had to get rid of a first-round pick to get rid of his salary. Eric Kallgren, whatever his name might be. Matt Murray.
Man, he had goaltenders there.
Ilya Samsonov, who had a good regular season and then folded in the playoffs. What? This is the guy we're trusting? And then here's the thing. I'm very aware that Dubas has good qualities and did some good things in Toronto. But the idea that he is absolved from criticism from his Leafs tenure is absolutely preposterous. He never got the goalie right, the most important position. In fact, he got it real, real wrong. Repeatedly.
Absolutely. No doubt. Matt Murray. I mean, how could he take Matt Murray after what happened to him after he left here?
At two near $5 million cap hits.
I know we're running out of time. Can I ask for one tape from him?
Please.
Did you say he's talking about his meeting with Sid?
Yes, I do.
I'd like to hear that. Is that okay, Joe?
Thank you, Austin.
This is Dubas' conversation with Crosby.
You know, be able to have a discussion with Sidney about was where he felt the team was at, but more than anything, to be able to sit with him and ensure that that winning was the number one thing for him. And it was very evident in talking to him that winning is his major focus every day. And I think that when you have people like that, that are constructed in such a way that winning and the competitiveness that takes and the desire that takes to execute each day enters into the building, I think that can reduce the gap between the end of those players' careers and the next era of great hockey here, because that lifts the whole group and that lifts the whole standard. So if we can do good work on the long-term building while those players and the coaching staff are still, well, like Sully's can coach forever. I mean, he's a great coach. So there's no real expiration date on Mike. On the players, I think, you know, everyone looks at it and says their age is what it is. So how much longer does the group here have? And when I talked to Sidney Crosby, it was very clear that his only intention and desire is to win. And that's what I wanted to hear, because I think that can have a massive impact on raising the level of the players that come in behind as prospects or younger players that we're able to acquire here in the next stretch. And that character of him, his character, and that of the group can reduce the amount of time that you're alluding to in the gap between what's now and what's next.
Two things jump out at me there. First of all, you don't have to meet with Sid to know that he's all about winning.
Yeah.
That's all he cares.
And that he's the big attraction. I know
that
for good reason.
I know that from here. You know it. Everybody in the world knows it. You don't have to meet with Sid to know that. How about him saying Sully has no expiration on Sully?
Yep, he can coach forever.
That tape may be played back at some point down the road. You know, like Dubas saying, I'm never leaving anywhere but Toronto. I'm going to be here. That one may be played back down the road.
Yeah.
If he fires him someday.
Sully can coach on the Tomlin plan, Ron. We have two coaches named Mike in town with lifetime contracts.
And Shelty just got an extension.
And he got come to Pittsburgh. Don't win in the – well, they both won in the playoffs. But don't win for a long time in the playoffs. Or in Shelty's case, don't win at all, and you get an extension. You know what I would prefer, Ron, to the Kyle Dubas we saw yesterday? Very, very respectful of everything happening in the Penguins organization, and everybody's wonderful. I would prefer Jim Rutherford shooting from the hip when he came in, basically saying, and I remember some of the quotes, this team has underachieved in the playoffs, and it's going to take some big and bold moves to get us back to what we should be. That's paraphrasing Jim Rutherford, but that's exactly what he said when he came in here.
And it's also exactly what he did.
And it's exactly what he did. I would have loved to have heard, I want Kyle Dubas, he was very congenial, is that a word, Ron?
Yeah.
I wanted someone a little more combative to come in here. This team can't win. You have Sidney Crosby and they can't win. Haven't won a playoff series in 5 years. I'm here to get them past that. That's my job. Not my job isn't to come in here and say, what do you need from me? Everything's wonderful here. Your culture, your star, your coach. Everything's wonderful. Tell me what you need. No, I'll tell you what you need. I'm with Benzie on that. Come in here and give me the Rutherford treatment. Get this team over the hump because they've stunk in the playoffs.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.